Christ, mercy and peace to you from God, our Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. During August, we'll be doing a sermon series on one of the most unique and most interesting books in the Bible, the Book of Proverbs. During the month of August, we'll be doing a sermon series and a Bible study on one of the most unique and most interesting books in the Bible, the Book of Proverbs. Join us Sunday mornings, 8:45 for Bible study. We'll go into it in more detail and talk about it in church on Sunday mornings as well. The Book of Proverbs is different from every other book in the Bible because it is literally what the title tells you. It is literally a book of Proverbs put together. So what's a proverb? A proverb is a small statement that contains great wisdom. Little tiny statements that contain huge amounts of wisdom, right? You know lots of proverbs already. In fact, you know them by heart. Let's see if you can finish these famous non-biblical proverbs. An apple a day keeps the doctor away. The early bird gets the worm. You can't judge a book by its cover. Speaking of books, let's talk about the Book of Proverbs. There are about 800 proverbs in the Book of Proverbs, many of them written through inspiration of the Holy Spirit by one of the wisest men who ever lived, the great King Solomon. When Solomon first became king, God appeared to Solomon in a dream and asked what gift he could give to Solomon. Instead of asking for great wealth or the death of his enemies, Solomon asked for wisdom so that he could govern God's people. This pleased the Lord, and he granted Solomon's request. Solomon became the wisest man in the world. People gathered from all over simply to sit at Solomon's feet and hear the wisdom that poured forth out of his lips. But Solomon's wisdom was not his own. It was wisdom given to him by God. And now, by means of this fantastic book, Proverbs, that wisdom from the Lord is now given to us. So let's begin with an introduction to the Book of Proverbs and talk about the three main themes that are found in Proverbs. The first theme is to seek after wisdom. Proverbs 1, the first two verses of Proverbs. Proverbs 1, 1 and 2. The Proverbs of Solomon, son of David, king of Israel. To know wisdom and instruction, to understand words of insight. So we see Solomon is the main author, and the reason he gives us these Proverbs is so that we, the readers, might have wisdom and instruction and insight. So let's define wisdom. What is wisdom? Wisdom is related to knowledge and intelligence, but they are a little bit different. Knowledge and intelligence is about gaining information. Wisdom is the ability to put that information into practice in the right way. An intelligent person knows apples are good for you. An apple a day keeps the doctor away. The wise person eats the apple. An intelligent person knows getting up early is a great way to have a productive day. The early bird gets the worm. The wise person sets his alarm. An intelligent person can memorize the Ten Commandments. A wise person obeys the Ten Commandments. In Proverbs, God wants us to seek wisdom above all else. Wisdom is so valuable, he wants us to seek it out. He wants us to search for it, just like we were searching for buried treasure. Proverbs 2, verse 4 and verse 6. Seek wisdom like silver and search for it as for hidden treasures. For the Lord gives wisdom. From his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. Where should we look for wisdom? From the world? No, the world is full of disinformation, half-truths, and out-and-out lies. Where should we look for wisdom? From our own hearts? No, the Bible says in Jeremiah 17, verse 9, the heart is deceitful above all things. Our feelings can fool us. No, the wise person will seek wisdom from the source of all wisdom, who is God himself. It is God who gave the wisdom as his gift to Solomon. It is God who gives wisdom to us through his word, the Bible. From his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. As Jesus said, man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God. That's a wise saying, don't you think? The intelligent person knows that wisdom comes from the Bible. The wise person reads the Bible and puts it into practice. The second great theme of Proverbs is wise or foolish. The difference between a wise and foolish person. The fool and the wise person are held in contrast to each other. They are complete opposites. Here's a couple of examples from Proverbs 12 and Proverbs 14. Proverbs 12:15. The way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but a wise man listens to advice. Proverbs 14:16. One who is wise is cautious and turns away from evil, but a fool is reckless and careless. Foolish person does foolish and sinful things. The wise person does wise things, those things which please God. So which one are you, foolish or wise? Now you might turn that question around to me, Pastor Larson. Which one are you? Are you a wise person or are you a foolish person? And I can give you an absolutely honest answer. I am both. I am both the fool and the wise person. I used to think people were one or the other completely, that you could choose to either be a foolish person or a wise person, one or the other, and that's it. But thanks to our wonderful Lutheran theology, and more importantly, the wonderful inspired epistles of St. Paul, I now understand that all Christians have two natures. There's the old sinful nature, which we were born with, that we will have until the day we die, or it is completely sinful and selfish. It is rebellious and refuses to obey God. That nature is the fool. But thanks be to God, through the waters of baptism, we're given a brand new nature, created in the image of Christ. If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation, 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17. The new nature given to us by God loves the Lord and wants to do his will. It is completely the opposite of the old sinful nature. We are two people at the same time. We still all have that old sinful nature, completely corrupt, completely selfish, completely sinful. And we have a new nature in Christ, which is why all of us do really foolish things, even though we know better. But we're also new people in Christ. We've been given Christ's own Spirit, the Holy Spirit, who now dwells in us and empowers us to live a new, God-pleasing life. That's the wise person who dwells in each and every person. As James says, it is the wisdom from above, which is above all pure, ready to do the will of God. Those two natures are at war within every Christian. Sometimes we live according to the new nature, and we live according to the Spirit. And you know the fruit of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Sometimes we live according to the wisdom of the new man. Sometimes we play the fool. Proverbs does a great job of contrasting our sinful nature, the fool, against the new nature, the wise man. So let's look at some of the difference. Here are six of them. The foolish man is sinful. The wise man, the new nature, obeys the Lord. The foolish man, our sinful nature, is prideful. The wise man, the new nature, is humble. The foolish man loves to speak. The wise man loves to listen. The foolish man is lazy. The wise man is hardworking. The foolish man is angry. The wise man is self-controlled. The foolish man seeks honor for himself. The wise man honors the Lord. Don't forget, we're both the wise person and the fool at the same time. These two are battling against each other. Through the power of the Holy Spirit, we ask that God would help us say no to the fool, the sinful nature, and say yes to the wisdom of the new nature, the wisdom of the Spirit who lives within you. Finally, number three, trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord, probably the most famous of all the Proverbs. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make straight your paths. Those are the three main themes of Proverbs. Seek after wisdom, be wise instead of foolish, and finally, above all, trust in the Lord. As I said, it's the most famous proverb in the book of Proverbs, and it's the most famous proverb for a good reason, because it's awesome. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Proverbs, like every other book in the Bible, is ultimately about living by faith in the Lord. Proverbs is not a self-help book, a self-improvement book. It's not about looking for answers inside of yourself. It's about looking for the answers that come from the Lord. Trusting in the Lord, not in your own smarts, not in your own intelligence, not in your own experience, not in your own willpower. We trust in the Lord, not in ourselves. We are only human. We are fallible. We are sinful. And sometimes we can be just plain foolish. Ultimately, we can't trust ourselves, but we don't need to. Ultimately, we trust in the Lord. We don't lean on our own understanding. Ultimately, we don't follow our hearts. We trust in the Lord. He's the one we trust. He's the one who makes our path straight. He's the one who leads us in the path of wisdom and righteousness and eternal life. Proverbs, like every other book in the Bible, is about living by faith in the Lord. We don't earn salvation by doing all the proverbs that are in this book. We don't earn our salvation by living a wise life. We're not saved by doing good things. We want to do good things, but we're not saved by them. We are saved by putting our trust in the Lord. We are saved by grace through faith in Jesus Christ, in his death and resurrection. We are saved by grace through faith in Jesus Christ, the one and only Savior from sin and from death and hell. It is by grace you have been saved through faith. This is not from yourselves. It is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. Amen. And with the peace of God, which passes all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds and faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.